Sodomy was initially outlawed as a capital crime in England by the 1533 Buggery Act under Henry VIII. It was also the settled practice of common law to treat any attempt to commit a crime as an offence in itself. Therefore, any homosexual act was regarded in the law as to commit sodomy and therefore fell under the jurisdiction of this act. Until around the 1830s, men convicted of these crimes were often exposed in the pillory, which sometimes resulted in their being permanently injured or mutilated by the angry crowds. Starting in around 1780 and lasting throughout the 19th century, there was a sustained increase in the number of men who were being prosecuted for homosexual offences. Initially, cross-dressers and sodomites were seen as separate entities. However, the indictment in 1870 of Ernest Bolton and Frederick Park, known popularly as Stella and Fanny, respectively, cast doubts over the distinctions between the cross-dresser and the sodomite. Stella and Fanny were arrested outside the Strand Theatre on the 28th of April, 1870. They were dressed completely in women's clothes, and it was in this attire that they were brought before Bow Street's magistrates for a conspiracy to commit a felony. The prosecution in this case included the testimony of doctors, who, having subjected the two men to an invasive physical examination, claimed to have medical proof that the defendants had engaged in recurrent acts of sodomy. In short, this medical testimony essentially collapsed these two categories of individuals into each other, and they were both considered sexual deviants.